have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Same. Pastor Michelle. Well, 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 thank you for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad to be back with you another week. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful for all that the Lord is doing in this hour. Have you taken a moment today to just say thank you to the Lord? Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. He is worthy of it all. He woke us up all on this morning. Take a moment now just to say thank you in your heart. Thank you in your mind. Thank you in your spirit for all that the Lord has done. Can I say this, that we are born on purpose and for purpose? I need you to get that in your spirit on today. When the Lord put you in your mother's womb, what did he have in mind? On today, we're going to go through the word of God to hear his heart concerning us. I want to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners that listen in. We say thank you. We praise you and we honor you just for what you are, who you are, being attentive, being able to listen, whether live or on the replay. We appreciate you here at Just For You, as well as on Elation Radio. We want to say a big shout out to our producer and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you on all you are charged to do for the kingdom. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I send a shout out to my husband and family, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and our family. God bless you on today and thank you for your support. Listen, I want you to know none of this could be possible without our Abba Father and Elder Brother Jesus Christ. He is the reason, not only for the season, but for our lives, for our hearts, our minds, our servitude, and we want to say thank you to him. I want you to know, if this is your first time listening in, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Will you join us today as we go before the Lord, asking him for his divine will and way? Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We ask that you will continually come into our homes, come into our lives. Help us, Lord. We need you now more than we've ever needed you before. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. We trust you for what you've done. We trust you for who you are. We know you never fail, you are in control. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You have everything in control. Would you come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, show up and show out, allow your word to resonate in our hearts, that it be not something that we just read, listen to, but live, oh God, that we will study to show ourselves approved. Father, to that one that is on the fence, that feel like they are not able to make it, would you give them wisdom? Would you give them strength? Would you give them power to understand you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings? We trust you. We honor you. We love you. And we say, have your divine will and way. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, grace, and power in and through our lives. Thank you for being a savior. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer on today. We trust you, oh God, and say, have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and God, give us hearts to forgive others. In the name of Jesus, we want nothing keeping us from your grace, your presence, your hand, your promises over our lives. So we subject ourselves to you. We trust you, and we love you on today. Be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you for joining us in prayer on today. This week's exhortation, we pray, will encourage you, will strengthen you, will give you hope, will give you what you're looking for in the kingdom. I want to prelude this by saying there are times in our lives when seasons change. We're right now, right before the winter season. It is a very uncomfortable time of year. You had the warm sun from the summer. You have the beautiful brisk wind from the fall. Now we're shifting into a cold season. Let me say it again. We're shifting into a cold season, in that it requires more preparation. Whereas you can go out in your clothing, now you have to put a sweater on. Maybe you have to put a lightweight coat on. But coming into the colder season, we must be prepared and ready. We must have the necessary things to keep us warm. And as we become warm, we're able to adjust and move forward. I want you to know, in the spiritual realm, right now, spiritually, this is a shift that is occurring. There is another current coming. And these things are indicators of what heaven is doing in the earth. All right. We recognize we have spring, summer, fall, and winter. However, spiritually so, we also have different atmospheres in the Spirit of God. Will you grab your Bibles and please go with me to Isaiah 43. It's a very familiar passage, but it has a lot of meat for the season that we're all in now. This is critical because we need to understand in the move of God what he's doing, how he's doing it, so that we can be armed and ready. We do not want to allow ourselves to go to sleep in an hour such as now. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, it reads as such: But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. I want you to also make this personal for you. Hallelujah. And he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Hallelujah. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Hallelujah. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, hallelujah, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, hallelujah, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment right there to grasp the power of what this word is saying. It is always to be understood as we follow the Lord, as we follow Abba Father, our elder brother Jesus, that we are not alone. You are not by yourself. Even when you don't know which way to go, his promise and his covenant reminds us that he is with us. Therefore, being that he is with us, he is conditioned to know who we really are. He knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows everything concerning you. Here he reminds us that trouble is coming. Yes, he said it. When he said the waters won't overtake you, that means something is coming. He preluded that by saying, fear not. I want you to pay attention to what's going on in our world. Right now, there are wars. There are rumors of wars. There's issues in Ukraine, issues in Israel, issues in India, other parts of the world. In America, we find there are so many things taking place. Outside the virus, there are other things that are taking place on the White House, in the White House, around our communities. There are things that are happening. He wants the body of Christ to be prepared to watch as well as pray, not just have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. We can't do everything the world does. We can't participate in worldly events and want to say, but God knows my heart. Here he's talking to the people that he loved dearly, that he formed for himself, but yet in their hearts, there were still some things that were connected to the world. I'm going to show it to you. He said, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. He says in 8, bring forth the blind people, hallelujah, that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Here he's making sure, Isaiah, that we understand that there are those that are walking in everyday life with eyes but cannot see. They have ears that physically can hear but are not hearing. Here is a dangerous time to be walking in the Lord and not fulfill or hear him according to what he desires. He speaks to us through prayer. He speaks to us through sermons. He speaks to us through podcasts. He speaks to us through television. Whatever means he chooses, through people, he knows how to do and get the message of his identity, of who he is, how he is, through the word of God. We must be careful not to allow ourselves to be okay to be caught up in things ungodly. You've heard people talking about Halloween. Why are they saying it is not of God? Well, this is the season where there are actual identity and identified, specified things that occur for organ donations, for satanic rituals, for various things. And this has been happening for years. This is the month where children are moved and they are missing. Now, if you notice more recently, we now have a newfound thing we say, and that is for sex trafficking, for people being pulled out of homes, young people on the internet not understanding they're connecting with other entities. So many people don't realize how much social media is good, but if you're not watching your children, it can be very dangerous. So he's warning the world, do not get yourselves caught up in these things. Why? Because if our foot is in the hand of Satan, then he'll take our life too. We have to be cautious to make sure we pray about every single thing. Make sure it's aligned with his word that he gets glory. Make sure that when we're going before him, because we all need him for one aspect or another. But when we know of a thing that can damage or hurt us, we must take careful, real careful attention that it can destroy our lives. You're going to live in a day where people will be with you, but then the same people will turn on you. Why? Because the human heart is prone to fail. The human heart is prone to lie to itself. Why? Because pure love is unconditional. Pure love gives us stability. Pure love allows us to pray and to fulfill his will in spite of it all. It allows us to understand that he's in control of our lives. If he says to you today, I want you to stop doing A, B, C, and D, and you say, well, that's just my mind, I'm not going to do that, because the flesh will love what the spirit hates. Always understand that when you are coming into the reality of relationship, it is not by what you feel or think. It is predicated upon his word and his attributes. So here he's reminding them, I will call forth you from this area, that area, sons and daughters. He's saying he created us for his glory. He's saying and reminding prophet Isaiah that we are to know to bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Then he says, this is what I need you to pay attention to. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Pay attention. We're getting ready to come to this, and I want you to know what it is and to understand his will. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Who will stand up in the midst of government? Who will stand up in Israel? Who will stand up in America? Who will stand up in our churches to decree and declare the works of the Lord? Who will stand up? Will you be popular? The answer is no. Will you stand up in spite of, with or without people, that God can be glorified in the midst, that he can show forth his glory and his hand? Listen, he warned the prophets. He warned the people how critical it is to say it is true. The Bible says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I even am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared, have saved my God, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Here's the question I want to ask. Is he your Redeemer? The Bible says the Holy One of Israel. Pay attention, Israel. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King, my King. Let me read it again, 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth praise, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Hallelujah. I even am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Here we find in this word that the Lord says he created us for himself. He created us to have his mindset, his heart, his ability to do in the earth what he desired, what he designed for kingdom living. He wanted us to be witnesses unto his holy name. Why do we say witnesses? I want you to know that it is vital, it is important for you to stand in this word. It is important. It is vital for you to do what thus said the Lord. Why? Because the hour is drawing nigh. You won't be able to blame mother, father, sister, brother, pastors, apostles, bishops, preachers, prophets, teachers for the lack of engaging him for yourself. If we are going to be a people after the Lord's heart, we must follow him with intentional ways. We must be okay with understanding. We will not be understood. We must stand in this gospel and understand that it is true. It is going to cause division in people that are undecided of who their God is. So here he makes it clear his name, who he is, why he is, who and what he's done in the earth, that we can understand the severity, let's say that, of serving him. It is not grievous. All right. When you're in a loving, nurturing relationship, it is not grievous. If you've got to always wonder, figure, think about what it is somebody feels or think, there is a concern there. Love flows as healing. Love flows as strength. Love flows as truth. And whenever we can't embrace that, we tend to look at people. God is reminding us to go into our prayer closets, to begin with ourselves, to say, God, what is it you would have me to do? We are in the last days. We will face some terrible, oh my God, some terrible things are coming. But he is preparing his body to know how to respond, to know what to do, to keep our spiritual eyes open, our spiritual ears open, to pray and to stay right. I want you to know there is no one greater than the Lord thy God. I want you to know that he loves you and he cares about you. I want you to know that he is everything he said he would be. The question is, are we going to walk it out with him? See, covenants, promises, love, abilities all come from him. He is more than enough. He has given us what we need in the earth. It is our duty to stay on the wall, to continue to pray, to continue to seek his face, to continue to ask him what his will is, that things can be completed in the earth. Someone's praying and the gift is in you. Someone's praying and the answer is in you. But if we never become those witnesses that he says for us to be, then someone is also dying, literally, spiritually, because the answer is not nigh. Always understand you are created for purpose. Your life is for purpose. Your gifts are for purpose. Your heart is for purpose. And it isn't measured or predicated upon mankind. It is by divine assignment of the Lord. Why do we know this? Because here we find, just like in America, when every door was shut, when things happened, men, women, boys, and girls had to find who he was. Some couldn't live in those environments consistently with family, consistently away from work, away from social interaction, which God is reminding us that it was done intentionally to remind us who our God really are. Careful in your life stating that you can't live without, because in the case that we would, he would allow us to see the depth of it. But can I tell you about the loving Father that we all serve? We all know there's something missing that only he can fill. In those hours, in that moment, what I love about him, no matter how long you've been walking with the Lord or if you're just coming to know him, he cares so much about what's in our hearts, what's in our spirits, that he always, always will come and see about us. The question is, will we allow him in? I'm not talking about just the visible things of going to church or the visible things of doing things that seem like they're godly. Will we allow him in? When we allow him in, he becomes Lord of our life. He will say to you, this is what you're to do. He will say to you, don't do that. He will show you in his word how important it is to understand his route, his steps, his ways. He will build within you those things that need to be strengthened. And then he will help you to understand how to maintain. I don't want you to fear thing in this hour. He started off by saying, fear not. Why? Because he is with us. I don't care what comes in our lives. He says, fear not, for I am with you. When we think of the three Hebrew boys, when they wanted to put them in the fire and the furnace, they just knew they would destroy them because they figured, we're not just going to do what normally is done. We're going to turn the fire up 7 times hotter. What ended up happening? In the fire with them was the Lord. I want to share with you today, in your fire, he is with you. In my fire, he is with me. Why? Because he loves us and his covenant doesn't change based upon the season that we're in. I want you to be aware as the seasons change, as people change, as life changes, that he will never leave you or forsake you. He knows what it takes for you to do all that he's called you to. He will allow us to go through trials and tribulations to find where our true heart is. And when we keep him in the midst of what we're going through, we find love, we find peace, we find grace. I'm so grateful that life will show you where he knows you belong. It's okay to be close to the Lord. It's okay to lay all of your burdens down. It's okay to say, I need you, God. It's okay to understand in your painful moments that you have a right that's called righteous indignations to be upset about certain things. But can I say this? When we rest in the Lord and cast all our cares on him, we really find he cares for us. Do you know, through all the bombings, all the things that are happening in Israel, that he cares for Israel? Did you know that when someone is sick and they're about to transition over, that he cares about their souls? Did you know that when you're facing all kinds of troubles and things that life weighs you down with, that he's right there as he promised he would be? This word never stated that we would not have any trials and tribulations. He did promise he would be with us always, even until the end of the world. On today, as we're facing all of these things in our government, in Israel, in all the places of persecution of the saints, in our local assemblies, in all of the things we're looking at, our communities, listen, I need you to know he is fully aware of how to move and how to do things. Ask him to come into your heart. And I'm not talking about people that are not knowing him, even as believers, that we constantly ask him his desires for us and are living, that he may be glorified. It may not even seem like anything that you thought would be important, but it is. Because it gives us strength when we're serving. It gives us peace when we're serving. When we're in tune with his leading and his guidance, we don't find a bunch of confusion. And when a confusion raises up, then we trust the God we serve to settle it, because he said, whatsoever things are good in Philippians, whatsoever things are true, for us to think on those things. So I just want to remind you, as the holidays are coming up, as things are coming towards you, maybe there are not so many that are of trials and tribulations, but there is for sure during the holiday seasons things that occur that bring people into sadness and bring them into heartbreak. I want us to keep our eyes open, keep our ears open, whether we're talking, whether we're praying, whether we see people or not, whether our communities are in need, whatever the case may be, for us to do what he tells us to do. It is critical, and someone's life depends on it. I want you to be encouraged today that he has chosen you. His name is upon you as a believer, that you will rep him well. When I feel I haven't done all I need to do because I'm yet still growing, even as a person in ministry, I need you to understand I'm still growing. I'm still developing. I haven't arrived. I need him. I can't make it without him. And there are things he has to work out in my life. He has to work out things in your life, because to please him, he knows what it's going to take. I often sometimes would think you have so many people that have gone through so many afflictions, heartaches, pain. But can I remind you, it's not personal. It is purpose. And on the other side, as he began to say in the book of Isaiah 43, it's created to show him praise. Be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Let us work while it is day, for when night cometh, no man will be able to work. Cover your babies. Cover your generations. Decree and declare them for the Lord. It was done for us, which is why we believe and are here. I want you to know on today, there are many things that we will be held accountable for, and we must remember that he is watching, and he wants us to have full confidence that his word is true. He wants us to be attentive to those around us, but we must yield and always be willing to repent, to clear the things away out of our lives that are not like him, that he may be glorified. Ever had a sore that maybe it was fine, it was a bump, you scratched it, maybe it opened your skin, and in that, you may have found that if it wasn't treated properly, it can become infected. And once infected, depending on how far the infection goes, it may have to be cut out. And if it's cut out, there is a healing process. America and in our lives, we are going through a healing process. There are some things that's got to be cut out in Israel. There are some things that have to be cut out in our daily lives. He's giving us all the opportunity that he can be glorified. Whatever those things are, they're not too hard for God. So as you prepare for the end of this year, as we take our days day by day, may we be mindful of who it is we really serve, and that if no one was looking, he is looking in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And he loves us so much that he would allow us private consultations to get it right. And when we get it right, then he is glorified. Hallelujah. I want you to know that's how much he loves you and how much he loves me, to meet us where we are. You ever had something happen in your life and maybe you were afraid to walk into the room, maybe to sit down and hear, or maybe just because you knew it was going to be an uncomfortable setting? Can I always tell you, you can always talk to the Lord, no matter how uncomfortable it is, and he will bless your world. Be encouraged on today. Allow him to have his divine will and way in your life, that he may be glorified from heaven, that they will see, the world will see our light so shine, that he'll be glorified in heaven. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing, a help, an encouragement, a strength to you to continue to serve, continue to press forward, continue to know he is God in your life. I want you to know if you're not living for him, there is still room for you in the kingdom. You don't have to walk through your burdens alone. You don't have to walk away from him, but you can look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and all your help will come from the Lord thy God, which hath made the heavens and the earth. He loves you, and so do we. I want you to know we're coming to the close of another podcast. I want to share with you, if this is your birthday month, today, yes, today is November 1, which means this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. If this is your birthday month, we send a shout out to all of the birthdays across the world on today. Hallelujah, that he may be glorified and lifted up. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've taken the ability to step out in faith and do something he's called you to do. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Perhaps there's something else wonderful going on in your life. We'd like to congratulate our own COO, Ernest, Bishop Ernest Richard, on being the co-host of the year with the Spin Awards. We also want to congratulate our very own Apostle Beauty Cooper. Oh, my Lord, what a wonderful word she delivered in our From Ashes to Beauty final night in October. We also want to congratulate her on her newest blessing of being asked to be a speaker for an International Women's Conference in Paris, France. God bless you on your announcements and assignments. We also want to say to all of you, in your prospective places, whether you're getting a new job, you wrote a book, we're celebrating you, especially because God gave it to you. I want you to know that God is who he says he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's doing. It may not be anything like a celebratory moment. Maybe you got married, it's an anniversary, or he's just healing you and keeping you. We celebrate you. Then there are things that happen on the other end of the spectrum when life happens, when it becomes hard and it seems like there's no way out. I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We are praying for Liam, the young man who was hurt in a life-threatening, accident. We need you to lift up the name of Liam. We are praying for Bishop Carlton D. Pearson, who is in his hours, as some have said, of transition. We trust God. We thank God for his life, but more so we are praying for him. Maybe you have a loved one that is in the hospital, in your home, or wherever you may be. I need you to know we are praying for you. I am ecstatic about all of the things that the Lord is doing. I need you to understand that he never forgets. He's always concerned about what's on your heart, about what's on your mind, and he will get the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there are brighter days ahead. We are praying for all of the seniors who are alone, who have loved ones that may have passed on, who may just be alone because this is their season. I want you to know, check on the elderly in your family, in your neighborhood, in your local churches. Don't make it so you just see them on a Sunday. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're okay. If they don't call, you call them. Check on them. Say, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Want you to know I love you. And let God do the rest. And then there are times he'll say, hey, go over to the house, knock on the door. Check on them. Because so much happens with local seniors that they don't always have a bracelet or they don't always have a phone by them. Please instruct all of your elder seniors to keep a phone nearby or have some kind of apparatus that in a case of emergency, things can help them by them having the right resources. I also want you to be in prayer for all of our young people as they go in and out during this cold weather. If you notice children don't have, and let me say this, it isn't all the time they don't have it. Young people are funny. Parents buy coats, hats, gloves. Some think they're too cool to wear these things, which keeps them sick when the cold weather comes. Keep our young people prayerful. Make sure we remind them, hey, do you have a coat? If they say we don't and God gives you to buy the coat, I want you to be a blessing. And please make sure that they have what they need. I am super excited that God is fulfilling all of our prayers and he's answering all of us. Don't be discouraged when it seems like you don't see what the answer to your prayer is as of yet. Wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage. I want to remind you too, I want to send a shout out to Greater Elevation Ministries. We were able to be with them at 5 a.m. this morning in prayer. What an awesome, awesome time it was with you, Pastor Jonathan Bass and the beautiful Greater Elevation Church and the Richardson family. Thank you so much for you all's love and your prayers as well. We are also praying, as we stated, last month was the last in time of this year for From Ashes to Beauty. We want to say thank you to all that have listened throughout the year. Dr. Kimmy Robinson appreciates the connection, and please, by all means, we love you. Hallelujah. What a privilege it is for us all to serve you each time in the year. We want you to please connect with our From Ashes to Beauty page to keep up with what's going on and our upcoming date for January. Also, we want you to know if you're in need, there is the United Way. United Way is a national organization in the St. Louis area. We dial 211. We also have Urban League St. Louis. Both of these organizations offer assistance with utilities, housing, other programs for need for you to be able to sharpen your gifts in various programs. You can reach United Way again by dialing 211 in the St. Louis area. Urban League STL, you can contact them at UL. As for all of the recent events and all of the things that they offer. Also, we often talk to you about the St. Louis County Library. Recently, they gave away all types of laptops for families who normally would not have access to any type of internet. So here is another local organization that is in our cities that will help us to enhance and learn. For more information about all that the St. Louis County Library offers, please go to slcl.org for more information of all of their programs. They offer diapers for toddlers. They have senior services for seniors that are inbound. They also have where you can, of course, rent your movies, books, but they are growing in various aspects. Please stay in tune for your local library in your city and in St. Louis. We are talking about the St. Louis County Library, and that's slcl.org. Also, upcoming in these months are various events. On November 12th, please contact Curry the Church for their annual Thanksgiving giveaway. Yes, their annual Thanksgiving giveaway that is with Pastor, now Apostle, and Dr. Marlo Curry Sr. and Dr. Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, hallelujah. We want to thank God for them and their recent appointment to their doctorates. We celebrate you. We want to say a shout out to all of our Elation family on all the great works that you're doing, whether it's in your local podcast here on Elation Radio or greater works that you're doing in your city. We love you all. We say thank you each and every week for those that tune in to the Just For You podcast. But I want to let you know there are other podcasts available to you on Elation Radio. On digital platforms, look up Elation Radio. It'll pop up all of the podcasts that are available, including Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Rice. I want to make you aware that on Mondays at 8:30 p.m., please join Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and myself, Michelle Wright Sr. Lord, listen to me. Let me go back over that. Please join Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Y. Wright for the Just For You. Hallelujah. Getting it together, not just for you, but Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. I tell you, I'm going to get it together. It's Mondays at 8:30, and that is Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy. I'm going to get through this. But I also want you to know to meet us back here on Wednesdays at 5:30 for the Just For You podcast on what? Elation Radio will be here, Lord says the same, at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also want you to know many events are going to be taking place in our local St. Louis area. If you'd like to hear your announcement and the community of what you're doing to enhance our city, please send that to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. I'll be glad to receive it, or you may email me at leading, like you're leading someone, leadingwright@gmail.com. On November 4th, everybody say November 4th, there will be For His Glory Ministries. They will be training area pastors on how to sustain, build, and grow your ministry. This is absolutely free. It is being presented by Operation STL under the leadership of Eric Ross. Please contact them. This will be held on November 4th. Hallelujah. The time, I believe, is 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. or 1 to 4 p.m. Let's try 12 so we know you'll be there early. Hallelujah. 12 p.m. at 4276 Athlone. Again, that's 4276 Avenue at the Grace Fellowship Church, where the host pastor will be Bishop Gregory Holly. Let me confirm that time for you so that we can make sure we have it correct. But please come out. This is an opportunity for local pastors to come to meet each other and talk with each other, share strategies, get information, get resources. That time is for 1 p.m. So please be there at 1 p.m. at 4276 Athlone Avenue at Carter, and they'll be glad to see you. As I stated, if you have any announcements you'd like to share, we'd be happy to share them with the community. Keep yourself uplifted in the Lord. Remember to pray for Israel. Remember that there's nothing too hard for God, and that He loves you, and I love you too. May God bless you. Real, real good is our prayer. I look forward to seeing you, if the Lord says the same, on next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you, Dr. Kimmy. Keep up the great work, and God bless you to each of you and your families as we prepare to shift in this cold weather and in this season spiritually. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, "You free," and Paul said, "I'm saying." And just about that hour, something happened. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour, when the Roman guards go to sleep, so I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. I like to be with friends. Then again, like to be alone, so I can talk to my heavenly Father. Say it again now. Talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul. In the midnight hour. Oh yeah. Lady, out. There'll be nobody to put me out. And I'm gonna sit down at the welcome table, and I'm gonna feed for milk and honey, and I'm gonna sing and never get tired.
Somebody, I don't wanna go to that new Jerusalem.